Thank you for joining us at the Sicker Light International Assembly. We're a church committed to raising lights and maximizing lives. This is a special ministration by Pastor Lan Jiwala. It is our prayer that you be richly blessed. And now the word.
Let's stay in the atmosphere of praise because it's increasing. Somebody say it's increasing. It's getting better. God gave us a prophecy. He gave it to me, some weeks ago. But we released it during the all night that we had on Friday, and the word is that everything is going to become 10 times better. So write it down. Everything in your life will be 10 times more. So if you know where you are right now, go and multiply it by 10 before this year is over. Before this year is over, that's who you are. 10 times more. Amen. 10 times better. 10 times better. Start saying it. Start living in it. Enjoying it. Amen. All right. Praise the name of Jesus. So we're going to move on with this month. The theme for this month is abounding in faith. Everybody say abounding in faith. Say abounding in faith. In faith. So we're going to spend the whole of this month, starting from today, talking about faith. For some people, it's going to be a new, it's going to be surreal, amen? Because God is going to open your eyes to something. Everything is going to be geared towards that. And then, at the end of the month, there's a direction that God gave us that at the end of each month now, or sometimes during the month, we should bring someone who is an expert in an area. We started doing it to come and teach. And so this month, at the end of this month, our Neighbor Sunday, which is the last Sunday of this month, there'll be an event we projected very soon now, that is called Faith to Change Your World. Everybody say faith to change your world. Now, something interesting is happening. Now, I don't know if you have your phones there. Do you have your phone with you? And your phones are connected to the internet. Okay, so if for any reason I have your information, I have your thing, you will have received something right now. I don't know if you received it. Let me see if you received it. WhatsApp. You just received something. You know what I need you to do right now? The same way I sent it to you effortlessly, I need you to send it right now to your contact this very moment. Post it on Facebook this very moment. That's what you received. On Sunday, April 26th, from Rema Bible Training Center in Oklahoma, we're going to have Pastor Dakbo Ogunyi, who is a faith teacher with a very special anointing when it comes to flowing with the Holy Spirit. And he's going to be coming to just finish it all up. Amen. By, spending time to teach us in depth about faith to change your world. Amen. Faith to change your world. Developing mountain moving faith. So spread it. I expect that it's going now all around the world. Amen. So invite your friends. Let's start praying towards it. And then I believe that by the time we move into May, everything that looks impossible to you right now will become possible. Somebody say amen. Amen. All right, will become possible. Glory to God. So we're going to go into the word quickly for today. We're going to look into God's word. We're going to start learning about faith. But let me say something. It's Easter. And the first thing I want you to get is that the foundation of faith is the resurrection. Everybody say after me, say the foundation of faith is what? If there was no resurrection, there is no faith. So everything that we're doing, we're trying to learn about this month, will be in vain. Paul said it, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, starting from verse 1. And then we'll jump. 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 1. He said, moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel. Everybody say the gospel. So if you want to know what the gospel is, this is the gospel. The good news. Which I preached to you, which also you received, and in which you stand. So we stand in the gospel. But by which also you are delivered or saved. If you hold fast to that word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I deliver to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins. Everyone say Christ died for us, according to the scriptures. And that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the scriptures. And that he was seen by Peter, then by the 12. And it was also seen, verse 6, after that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters at the same time, most of whom are still living. So by the time he wrote that letter, most of those people that he appeared to were still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, and then to all the other apostles. And at last, he appeared to me also as one abnormally born. For I am the least of the apostles. I do not even deserve to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God was with me. Whether then it is I or they, this is what we preach, and this is what you believed. Amen. Now, but if it is preached that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say there is no resurrection of the dead? This is where I'm going. If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. The foundation of faith is the resurrection. More than that, we are found to be false witnesses about God. For we testified about God that he raised Christ from the dead, but did not raise him. In fact, for if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is what? Futile. The word futile means empty. Everything empty? Another translation says it is useless. So if there was no resurrection, faith is empty, faith is useless. There is no reason. Paul goes on to say that we are of all men most miserable, if only in this world we have hope. So I'm going to begin this month by telling you that the foundation of faith that we're going to be learning this month is the resurrection of Jesus. Why? Why is it the foundation? Because the resurrection of Jesus, the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus was a scripted event. Everybody say a scripted event. You know what a scripted event is? It's like movies, written the script, and then they hacked it out. It was a scripted event for a particular purpose. It wasn't an accident. It was scripted. The Bible says it was slain from the foundation of the world. So it was planned. It was scripted. And the purpose for which that event took place is so that Jesus Christ can become the author of salvation and the author of our faith. Someone say the author of our faith. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. It says, looking unto Jesus, the author. Everybody say the author and the perfecter of what? Of our faith. Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So, the event that took place on the resurrection was the beginning of our faith, was the foundation of our faith. Jesus Christ was offering something. He was bringing into reality a new set of beings called new creations in him that will be able to demonstrate the faith of God. Jesus was offering faith. He was giving us a basis to believe, a basis to live. That's what he was doing on the cross. Amen. And so, it's good to say it right from the beginning as we start this series of teaching, that faith does not originate from you. Let's write it down. Faith does not originate from you. Faith originated from Jesus, and then he imparts it in our spirit. Faith comes from God. Mountain moving faith comes from God. World changing faith comes from God. It's an impartation. Everybody say it's an impartation. Faith is an impartation. Faith is something that God offers. As you spend time reflecting on what Jesus Christ did through his resurrection and the things revealed in the Word, faith is automatically imparted to your spirit. And then you get to a point where you can do the impossible. So you are not supposed to manufacture faith. Did you get that? You are not supposed to manufacture faith. You are supposed to receive faith. Do you get it? You are supposed to receive it. You are supposed to grow as you spend time meditating on what Jesus did on the cross when he rose again, as he seated in the heavenlies, what he did. As you meditate on that, faith begins to grow. You get to a point where you enter into a realm where you can do what? The impossible. Amen. So my assignment today is to introduce what we're going to be learning this month, which is faith founded on the resurrection. I want to introduce to you from God's word what this faith can do and what it is. Because before you can start talking about something, you first of all need to identify what it is, right? And then you start learning about how to use it. I want to show you the capabilities of faith in your life. Are you ready to hear it? The capability of it. What it can do. What it can make out of you. Amen. What it is. We hear about it. We talk about it. What is faith? What can it do? How do you know when faith is in action? How do you know when you are acting in faith? How can you recognize it in your life? So let's do it. Amen. Are you ready? I'm going to share seven things with you. Number one, Hebrews 11, verse 1, quickly. I want you all to follow. These messages this month will change your life. There are some things that you've never thought you could be able to receive. This month you will discover that you can receive it. So the first thing, we're going to see it from Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and being certain of what we do not see. I love the KJV. Please turn to the KJV. It says, now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So write it down. The first thing I want to say about faith today is that faith is the bridge between where you are right now and the dreams you have. Write it down. So faith is the bridge between where you are right now and the dreams you have. What you hope for that you have not seen yet. What you hope for and that you have not seen yet. How many of you have some things you hope for that you've not seen physically yet? Let me see, wave your hand. You have some things you hope for that you've not seen physically? Can you wave your hand? Yes. The bridge between now and the manifestation of that thing is what is called faith. That's what you're going to step on to get there. It is a substance. The word substance comes from two root words, sub and stand. Sub means under, stand. So what is under something that makes it to stand? What something consists of? So your dreams, your hopes, if they're going to be manifested, they will consist of faith. Now, faith is what is going to give substance to those things that you dream about. It is the bridge between your God-given dreams and their realization. Without faith, it's not going to come to pass. Faith is the foundation of every vision. Without faith, vision remains elusive. Without faith, hope continues to be in the future. Without faith, dreams are only wishes. They never come to pass. So you got to learn this month. You opt for salvation. There was a time you were an unbeliever, or maybe you were here right now, you never received Jesus. You hoped for salvation. It took faith to create a bridge so that you could receive salvation. Isn't that true? Some people are hoping for money. For many of us, we're hoping for money to pay off a debt. How many of you are hoping for some money to pay off a debt? Whether it's a school loan, you know, a business loan, a credit card, or something you borrow from a family member. You didn't have to check your credit, you know. You just say, uncle or brother or sister, you just, you know, I need help. And they look at you and then give it to you. But now they're after you. And every day you hope to be able to pay it off. There are people here, you hope to be able to pay off your mortgage. You hope to be able to pay off your car. You hope to be able to pay off that credit card. You hope to be able to pay off that thing that you hold, the government and all that. Tickets, amen, that you hope to pay for. Those things are there. But there's a hope in you to pay for it. Let me tell you something. Faith is the bridge between not being able to pay and being able to pay it. It is the substance that will pay the debt. Are you listening? Faith is the substance that will pay the debt. You opt for a godly spouse. You dream about it. A beautiful wedding. And more than a beautiful wedding, you dream about a blessed home. Faith is the substance of a godly family. Faith is the substance of a godly spouse. The bridge between where you are right now and actually being with that godly spouse and building a godly family is faith. It is the substance of what you hope for. You hope for health to be able to serve God better. Oh, I want to be stronger. Oh, I want to be whole and healthy. There's this sickness that I've been diagnosed with. There's this thing going on in my body that I can't understand. There's this disorder that is going on in my family. There's this sickness. And you are standing in there hoping for health, hoping for strength, hoping for wholeness. Faith is the substance of that wholeness. Faith is the bridge between where you are, what you feel right now, and what you want to feel. It's the bridge. You have to cross the bridge. You opt for a great job. different from the one you have right now. Maybe you don't have one right now. Faith is the bridge from joblessness to what? To having a job. You're up for an established business. A dream or a vision God has given you to establish something, or maybe you've established it, and you hope for increase in that business. The substance of that increase is faith. Faith is what's going to produce the increase. There are many people here that you've started initiatives, ministries, and right now your dream is for a ministry that impacts the world. Can I get a witness in the house? A ministry that is relevant and that impacts the world. An initiative that turns lives around, that is real, well provided for, transforming life. Yeah. The bridge between where you are right now and that kind of a ministry and that kind of an initiative is faith. That's the bridge. You cannot jump from now into your dreams. You have to take the bridge. Are you all following me? You can't jump into it. That's why many people's dreams remain dreams. I've gotten to a point after working with God for a while that I've learned to get excited when people share dreams. I get excited when they share dreams with me. God spoke to me. God is telling me to do this. So I get excited. Yeah, come on. But then I temper my excitement. Because there are many people God has spoken to. In fact, God is speaking to people every day. God is giving $1 million, $1 billion ideas to people every day. What differentiates those who dream, amen, and those who accomplish is what? Everybody shout it if you believe it. Say faith. That's what differentiates. Faith is what differentiates dreamers from achievers. Faith is what differentiates those who change the world from those who the world changes. Faith is what differentiates talkers from doers and achievers. City Lights are achievers. City Lights are doers. City Lights are city changers. City Lights are world shakers. City Lights are world changers. So City Lights are people of faith. 10 years ago, God said, start this church. And I was not the first person he spoke to do it. I've spoken to other people to do it. Everything looked impossible. How will we start from scratch? 30-year-old with a kid and one on the way. No salary. How are we going to do it? Nothing in existence. A relative stranger in the country. I just taken a step of faith. I came into this country with $150. Step of faith from over there because God said, come. I remember the conversation my wife and I had on the phone, and I said, you are coming back to Nigeria? And she said, yes. And then when I dropped it, the Holy Spirit said, call her back and tell her that you are the one coming. I gave out my clothes. The only thing I came into this country with was the clothes that I wore, plus boxes of books, and $150. And that $150, I lost it 2 days after I came. So I came in only with a word from the Lord. Listen, I'm going to be sharing something with you this month. You guys, you need to know the practicality of faith. Faith is not just sitting down and mumbling something. That's not faith. Faith is raw action. Someone say raw action. against what? All odds. It's action when the only thing you have is a word from the Lord telling you about the end. But you don't know what you are supposed to do next tomorrow. That's what faith is. Faith is not romantic. You know what I mean? It's not mushy mushy. It is dirty. Someone say dirty. Are you following? Someone say dirty. Dirty. You know when I say dirty? You know that was the grit. The grit. Yes, sir. You touch dirty stuff. It is trash. You understand? Yeah, that's the real faith. That's real faith. 3 years ago, we were in Kennicott Park. And all of us came together and said, we need to move. Especially one day when we're having the anniversary and they stopped us while the Holy Ghost was moving. I told us to leave the place. That day I vowed. I said, I will never have another anniversary until we get a building. It was terrible. And we had a guest minister. So we had to hurry. Please, Holy Ghost, stop. You know, you two stop everything. You know, so I can go out. But there was no building in sight. It was not there. But we had a vision. We all did it. We had a vision. And then we believed God and began to say it. And then one day, you know, we took a step and, you know, we got that place over there. And then one day a whisper came and said, this church is about to be sold. And it happened to be the person that, while I was fasting one time, I met, who helped us to get the other one, was the one that was called to be the realtor for this place, Michael. And so he came to the office and said, don't tell anybody yet, but they just called me to measure this church because it's about to be sold. We had no money. We had nothing. So I remember Pastor Omar and I came and we walked around this place and we knelt down and we said, God, give us this building in Jesus' name. And then we went into action. So there was a dream to possess the building, but there was a bridge to it. It was faith. The faith was, we give what we have. We tell people, you give what you have. We kept on saying, And then when we now finally were able to enter the place, we saw how run down it was. And then we started calling contractors and they came and they gave all kinds of quotes. And we saw that this was going to cost a lot to be able to fix. But we had the word from the Lord to go ahead. And over the next 3 years, the dirtiness and the grit of faith was in demonstration right before everybody's eyes. But you know what? It brought us from hope to accomplishment of this. But while we were doing that, God gave another vision of possessing more all around this place. And the dirtiness of the faith is already at work. Amen. I'm trying to show you that whatever dream you have is going to take faith to accomplish it. But it is possible. Everybody say after me, say it is possible. Say it again, say it is possible. It's possible. You can do it. Number two. The first one is faith is the bridge. Number two, faith is the producer of good reports. Faith is what? The producer of good reports. Verse 2 of Hebrews 11. Faith is the producer of good reports. Good reports. Faith is what produces testimonies. He said, for by it the elders obtained what? You see, testimonies don't just fall on people. Testimonies are obtained. Somebody tells me, say obtained. It doesn't just happen. So when you see somebody come to share a testimony, they're talking about this. There was something. There was a fight of faith that was involved to obtain that testimony. So that dream that you have, that house you need to get, that thing you need, that dream, that ministry you need to fulfill, that family that you are believing God for, is a testimony that you are going to obtain. But faith is what allows you to be able to produce that testimony. Faith is what allows you to be able to produce the testimony. As long as my faith is active, I will always have testimonies to give. Are you following me? I will always have, and if my faith is mightily active, that is, if I go and attack something big, then I will have big testimonies. If you attack little things, you have little testimonies. According to your faith, it is unto you. In Romans chapter 1, verse 8, Paul spoke about the Roman church. He said something about their faith. He said, first, I thank my God through Christ Jesus for you all, that your faith, everybody say, their faith is spoken of throughout what? The whole world. So it is possible for you to be operating by faith, and people are talking about the results that you're obtaining all around the place. There are some people we read about right now. We talk about Bishop Oyedepo, Bill Winston. We talk about all these people, you know, and news go about. The reason why that is happening is because there is faith that is at work. Faith is what produces good reports. Everyone that you read about and all that, they acted in faith. Your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. So if you want to be a producer of testimony, then you must be a person of faith. Everybody say after me, say, I am a producer of testimony. Hallelujah. Number three. What is faith? Faith is what activates God's will in your life on the earth. Faith is what activates God's will in your life on the earth. Without faith, it is impossible to do God's will. It's impossible to fulfill the pleasure of God. Hebrews 11:6. Let me tell you something. Right now, as we're seated, there are dreams that God has for every one of us. There are things that God wants to do through us and in our lives. Those dreams are recorded in scriptures. And some of those dreams, we hear them in our spirits. But it takes faith activated for the pleasure of God to take place in our lives. It takes faith activated. It doesn't just happen. It takes moving faith. It takes acting faith. It takes knowing about faith. It takes using your faith for those things to become activated. Hallelujah. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. How many of you would like to please God on the earth? Would like to do the pleasure of God on the earth? Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe. Someone say must. It's a must. Someone say it's a must. Must believe. And that He is. And that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. You must believe. There's no way out of it. You must. There's a must. That dream and you. There's a must that you must fulfill before you get there. There must be a belief. Amen. There must be a belief in what is unseen. You must have to tell people about things that have not been seen, and they laugh at you. Are you getting what I'm saying? You must. It's a must. Everybody must go through. If you are not willing to talk about things that are not yet seen, you are not willing to tell people that this is what the Lord has told me. If it's going to happen, but it doesn't look like it now, and you still be able to say it 5 years, it doesn't look like it now. Sometimes 10 years, 20 years, it doesn't look like it now. But God says so. So it's going to be. Like Noah, those people he was using, they said, Noah, God told him to build an ark, 120 years. People were still laughing at him. It took 120, but he kept on. He moved with fear. Abraham, God told him to leave his father's house when he was old and said he was going to become a nation. How can you become a nation when you're already old and you can't even have one child? And you are kept telling everybody, if I change this name, I started calling myself Abraham. And people would laugh at him. Say, Abraham, what? Abraham. Okay. People laughed at him. And Sarah, change that name. There's a must. It's a must. You must be able to go through that. You must be able to have a dream that you don't look like you can accomplish. And you tell everybody it's going to come to pass. That's what he's saying. You must believe. That's when God gets pleased. That's what commits God into action. Hallelujah. Are you following me? Number four. Faith is a demonstration of confidence in God. Not in self. Faith is a demonstration of confidence in God. Not in self. Everybody say confidence in God. You see, when I stand here and I tell you that there's going to come a time when this church will be one of the most impactful entity in existence in this city. I say it not in confidence in myself. I say it because of confidence in the word that I received from the Lord. There's coming a time when there's no sphere and no part of the geography of this city that a city light will not exist. And they will not just exist in the dark. They will be lighting up the place. Ministries that will transform this nation and the nations of the world will rise out of this church. Businesses that will employ thousands will rise out of this church. Families that will influence generations will be raised out of this church. There's none of those things that I can bring to pass. But there's somebody who spoke the word. Who will bring it to pass? Faith is an expression of confidence in God, not confidence in self. That is the way between us and New Age people. We are not New Age people. The New Age people, they got a principle from God's word. Affirmations and all those that. But that affirmation is based on something that is in themselves. It's based on a force within them. It's based on them itself. It's based on self, the power of the mind and all that. But Christians don't put confidence in what is within them. They put confidence in God. Some of it God and His Word. Philippians chapter 3, verse 3 says, "For we are the circumcision who worship God in the Spirit, and we put no confidence in the flesh." We don't put confidence in the flesh. We have no confidence in the flesh. Our confidence is in God's word. Come on, say it's in God's word. The reason why we can do all things is because of Christ who what? Who strengthens us. Not just because we can do all things. Amen. Through Christ who strengthens us. Hallelujah. Did you get it, everybody? Did you get that? Number five. Faith is the victory. Faith is your victory. Are you going through a battle right now? Faith is your victory. Is there a fight going on in any area of your life right now? What is your victory? Faith is your victory. Faith is your victory in those financial battles. Faith is your victory in those relationship battles. Faith is your victory in those battles concerning your business, concerning your job, concerning your work. Faith is your victory in all those things. Faith is your victory. You see, this revelation, let it dawn on you. I remember when it dawned on me. From the moment that revelation dawned on me, I have ceased. And if you walk with, I ceased to see the things that happened to me as negative. Even if anybody says it's negative. Because I understand from James chapter 1, verse 3, that the testing of faith. He said, verse 2 says, "Count it all joy when you fall into different kinds of temptations or trials." Verse 2. Into trials. Into various trials. Not just one. Various trials. Trials. They are trials. Someone say they are trials. Someone say they are trials. No, just don't think of trials the way you always know it. Think of a tryout. Someone say tryout. A trial. You want to sing for the choir. They say, "Let's do a trial." for you. Isn't that true? And I always feel that. Amen. So, you know, try us. When you see it like that, so when something happens to me, something comes and all that. For example, last month, about 3 potential legal cases came, last quarter, came to me. I mean, I could go there. I saw it and received everything. And this is a tryout. This is a trial. There's something he came to try. What did he come to try? First, look at it. Because the testing of your faith, it comes to test your faith. It comes to see. Let's see the level of the faith. Did you get it? Let's see. All the world that has been eating and do all that, let's see. But you know that it's at that time that most people forget the word that they've been hearing. That's when they forget the word and they start looking for another alternative. Then what happens? You just fail the test. The testing of faith. Someone say the testing of faith. When your faith is tested, people test your faith. Circumstances test your faith. Life will test your faith. Sickness will test your faith. Poverty and lack will test your faith. Death will test your faith. Your ministry will test your faith. Your calling will test your faith. You start the vision. Then something will happen that tells you it is not going to work. That's when you need to show it the kind of person you are. You need to tell it the son. They say, you know, those days they used to tell us, remember the son of whom you are. You need to tell the circumstances of life, the son of whom you are. You need to let them know that I'm a new creation. I'm a different kind of person. I don't quit because of circumstances. I have the faith that overcomes the world. I have the victory on my inside. You need to show life, to show faith. And then when they see that you are the real deal, then that's when they move away. 1 John chapter 5 verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. Somebody shout hallelujah. How many of you are born of God in this place? Are you born of God in this place? If you are born again, you are born of God. The Bible says you are a world overcomer. You are a world champion. You are a Satan beater. You are a circumstances ruler. You are a city changer. You are a world overcomer. You are not a local champion. You are a world champion. There's a world overcoming victory faith that is inside of you. Tell the devil, bring it on. Bring it on. Bring it on. There's something in here that overcomes anything. Bring it on. Start thinking that way. Bring it on. Bring it on. Concerning the dream God has given us in this city, Satan, I tell you, bring it on. We will fulfill it. You can't stop us. We are unstoppable. We are unbeatable. We live in the invisible. We create the impossible. You can't. We're made up of faith substance. Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. If it is originated from God, there's no way the world is going to beat it. But listen, this is the victory that has overcome the world. What is that victory? What is that victory? The faith is the victory. Your faith is the victory. Listen, no matter what happens to you, if your faith does not fail, if you don't let your faith fail, you are going to be victorious. Luke 22 verse 32. Satan has desired to sift you as wheat. Peter. Verse 31. Simon, Satan has desired to sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you. What was the prayer of Jesus for Peter? That your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. So no matter what happens to you, if your faith does not fail, you will bounce back. Someone say you'll bounce back. You see, your bounce in life. You understand? The bounce, when you have a ball, the bounce, you understand, is determined by what is inside it. Do you get it? If it is full of here, hallelujah. So when it comes down, what happens? In fact, the harder it falls, the higher it bounces. But if it has nothing inside of it, then
you know, just for the...
But you are not empty. Someone say, I'm not empty. I just told you, you have the world overcoming victory faith on your inside. So even though you land on your face, you are bouncing up. You are coming back. Come on, help me preach to your neighbor. Say, I'm coming back. Satan thought it got me down. Just like he thought he got Jesus down 3 days, you know, before when he was crucified. But 3 days later, Jesus bounced back. Tell your neighbor, you are bouncing back. No, no, you are not helping me to preach this thing. Let me preach it to somebody. You are bouncing back. You are bouncing back from that divorce. You are bouncing back from it. You are bouncing back from being laid off. You are bouncing back from being jilted. You are bouncing back. Your business is bouncing back. Your health is bouncing back. Your hope is bouncing back. You didn't get that house, but there's a better house coming. There's a better house coming. There are better days coming. You are bouncing back. You are made of victory stuff. You are made of winning stuff. You are made of victorious stuff. You are coming back. That is not the end of your story. No, 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 no. That was just a chapter in your story. That's not the end. Oh, you just, you know, you got to that point and then you have to go back. But when you come back, you are coming back better. 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 10 times better. They've not seen us in this city. They've not seen city life in this city. Everything we do for the past 10 years is real, sir. Everything is real, sir. We are about to step into the field. They will know there's a people in this city. We will not compromise the word of God. People of faith, people of love, people of compassion, crossing every race, crossing every boundary, going to every geography, raising the next generation, raising up a new order, spreading faith all over the city. Yes. Tell somebody we're coming, we're coming, we're coming, we're coming. Say we're coming, we're coming, we're coming, we're coming. Oh, I have to rush over the tree, the remaining two. Faith is a shield that can be taken. Faith is a shield. Ephesians 6, verse 16. It's a shield, it's a protection. When you are walking, when this faith that we're learning about this month is activated, there is a force field. You know, I love Marvel stuff. That's what I watch. I love all this superhero stuff. Amen. Yeah, that's what I do. Amen. That's my Netflix. Amen. Heroes. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Hallelujah. That's it. That's it. Every one of them. And Netflix has a way of recommending more to you. So when you finish what you say, great greetings, you know, for you. Amen. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench 10% of the fiery dart of the enemy. Is that what it says? 20%, 30%, 40%. Oh! The fiery dart of the evil one. 100% of it. 102%. Oh. Yes, when you begin to walk by faith, there's a shield, a force field that is around you, and the arrows can't touch you anymore. The devil will shoot the arrows, but no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. No weapon formed. There's no enchantment against you. No divination against you. You are delivered from the scourge of the tongue. No matter what they plan it, but it is not by him. Whoever plans against you shall fall for your sake. He can't get to you. He can't get to your family. He can't get to you. Because he has given his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands, they will bear you up, lest you dash your feet against the stone. There is an hedge surrounding you. The angel of the Lord encampeth around those who fear him and delivers them. There's a covering, there's a hedge that surrounds everything you have. Oh! He can't touch you. Tell your neighbor, you can't touch this. Say, you can't touch this. You can't touch me. There are some untouchable people on this earth. No matter what you do, you can't touch them. They are operating under a shield. And that shield is the shield of faith.
I don't care what the devil plans. I don't care how much he plots. He can never touch us. He can never touch you. As you stay in the shield of God, as you stay in the shield of faith, he can waste all his time, but it will come to nothing because you are covered. You are covered. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Number seven, the last one. Faith is an action motivated by the word of God. This is so important. Faith is an act motivated by the word. Listen attentively, guys. Faith is an action. Repeat it after me. Say, faith is an action. Say, faith is an act. Say it again. Say, faith is an act. Faith is an act. I want you to know your faith is an act. Faith is not lying down. No, faith is not lying down. Except God instructed it to lie down. Faith is not sitting down. Except God, you are sitting down in rest, believing God's word. Faith, I told you, is dirty. It's grunt work. It's an act. It is building an ark when everybody's laughing at you. It is leaving the land you've grown up and going to a place God told you to go. Year after year, it is trusting God when it seems nothing is happening. Faith is leaving being a Pharaoh and going to suffer affliction with the people of God and to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. Faith is saying to Nebuchadnezzar, we don't care if you put us in a fiery furnace, and God is able to deliver us. And even if he doesn't deliver us, we still will not bow. Faith is being thrown into the fiery furnace, and the Son of God coming to meet you there. Sometimes faith does not stop you from getting into the furnace. But if you get into the furnace, Jesus comes to meet you in there and protect you from the furnace. Faith is being thrown into the lion's den, and God closing the mouth of the lion. Sometimes God will not stop you from getting into the lion's den, but he will stop the lion from biting you or from eating you. That's the way faith works. Some people think faith is going to keep them from trouble. No. Faith shines in trouble. Light shines in darkness. The bigger the trouble, the bigger the testimony. Are you listening to me? The bigger the trouble, the bigger the testimony. Hallelujah. How will you have somebody with a testimony of, you know, being lion being, the mouth of lion being sealed when it was not thrown into the lion's den? How can God quench the violence of fire when nobody was thrown into the fire? I'm not talking about living a life that's like, you know, you or be on baby beds of roses. No, faith is not like that. But the interesting thing about faith is that as you stand in faith, even though you are thrown into the lion's den, you will always be victorious. Don't forget it. Faith is an action. Faith is evidential. It's an action. It's evidential. It's very possible for people to know when you are in faith. It's very possible for me to know whether you are in faith by the way I see you acting. Are you listening? It's just there. You can discern if somebody is in faith by the actions that they are showing. You can know it because faith is reflective. Faith is what's evidential. You can see a person of faith not by the words that they're just speaking, but by the actions that they are taking. Are you listening? James 2:7. James 2:7. Our last scripture for today. James 2:17. James 2:17. It says, thus also, faith by itself, if it does not have works is what? Is dead. But someone will say, you have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith. By what? My corresponding actions. By my works. You believe there is one God. You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. So believe is not it. Even demons believe. What do you want to know, oh foolish man? That faith without action is dead. Faith always requires action. Stretch forth your hand. And the widow, the man. Oh, all right. You stretch it for them. That's very good. You guys are ready. Amen. I like that. Jesus said, stretch forth your hand. And that man stretched forth his hand. Take up your bed and walk. Go and dip in the river Jordan. Go and wash in the pool of Siloam. And they acted. And then, from their actions, their dreams were fulfilled. Abraham departed. Noah moved. Pastor Lan started. See the light. Anna gave her son. Even when she did not have a son, she gave her son to God. When she had been trusting God for his son for a long time. And when Anna did that, she made a statement in 1 Samuel 2:3. He said that God is a God of 1 Samuel 2:3. He said, talk no more very proudly, let no arrogance come from your mouth, for the Lord is a God of knowledge. Come on, say God is a God of knowledge. And by him, what happened? Actions are what? Are weighed. So in other words, God puts actions in his scale. That's why Jesus, when he was on earth, he watched people's actions. Those who broke the roof to come and see, say, he saw their faith. And say, great is your faith. The woman with the issue of blood, great is your faith. That man has said, don't even bother to come to my house. Just speak the word only. I've not seen such a great faith. He weighed people's actions. Because the weight of your actions determines the level of your faith. And will determine the level of commendation and results that you get from God. So when you see me, if I share a dream, and you see me getting into the trash of it, is what I have learned. That my actions are going to be weighed. And the results will be according to the results of the weight. I believe that with these few words of mine, I've been able to convince you and not to confuse you that faith, which you are about to learn about this month, is a force that you must learn how to use. Have I convinced you? Okay, so come next Sunday, the Sunday after, the GQs, everything, because we're going to be dealing with faith. By the end of the month, we're going to have that program. Our faith are going to be charged up. Today, as we have announced before, we're all going to take one huge step of faith. When I was coming, you know, I told my wife, family, I told my family, we sat down earlier in the year and then we wrote some dreams, some things. For example, we're changing houses. There are some capital projects that we're going to be doing as a family. And we knew that there's no way in this world where it's going to be accomplished without faith. Our salaries cannot handle it. Our savings cannot handle it. And we're not going to be dependent on debt. It's not going to happen. So the only way it can be done is if there's a special release from the bank of heaven. And I'm not just talking about money alone. I'm talking about favor. Someone say favor. There are some dreams he's giving us as a family. In this city. In the nations. There are people we're to touch. There are buildings we're to possess. Lands we're to possess. Things to be done. It's going to take the grace of God. But there's a mystery of faith. There's a mystery of faith. It was that mystery that Anna used when she was believing God for a child. Psalm 126. Starting from verse 5. In fact, let's read verse 1 because it's talking about the turning around of captivity from verse 1. I want to speak it. Those of you that were around for the all night or you watched it online, I spoke about prophetic words, about prophecies and how they create things. Because I'm going to prophesy over you today and I'm saying it under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. When the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream. I declare over you this year that by the time this year is over, many things that you see in your life right now that are captivities, they will be turned around. And you will look at your life and you will think you are dreaming. I'm telling you that the place God is going to take you to this year, you will look like you are dreaming. There are some people in this place who have never touched $1 million before. You are going to touch it for the first time this year. You thought you could never get married this year. God is going to speed things up for you. Some businesses are going to a new level. I'm talking about the dreams. Those of you in ministry initiative, the things that God will do through your initiative and ministry this year, if you will just step out and do what He tells you to do, it will be like you are dreaming. The captivity has been turned around. This church, as well, by the end of this year, you will not recognize this church again. You won't, because everything is turned around 10 times better. Then our mouth will fill with laughter, and our tongue will sing it. God will fill your mouth with laughter. You will just keep singing. You know, there are sometimes you have to force yourself to sing, right? But you know, there are sometimes nobody has to force you to sing. You just start coming. Ah, hallelujah. You know, I've seen people that never danced before. They don't dance. In church, they don't dance. But when God does something, you just see like this. You see them dancing and nobody is moving them to dance. Yeah, I'm saying that dance inspiring things will take place in your life this year. Laughter inspiring events will take place in your life this year. Then they said among the people of the city of Chicago, and they said among the nations, there is a church, there's a people. It looks as if God is doing great things to them. And then we also will say, yeah, that's true. The Lord is the one doing it, no man. The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Oh, bring back our captivity, oh God, as the streams in the south. Now listen, the mystery is this. The mystery of faith there. Those who sow in tears. If you are not willing to go through the dirtiness of faith, of sowing in tears, then there's no reaping in joy. Some people just want to, joy, they want, no, there's a tear time. There's a time you cry over your dreams. Do you get what I'm saying? You are crying. It's like it is not possible. And you are crying. I mean, I have cried. Pastor Omo, right? I mean, we have cried. Especially Pastor Omo, I like to see Pastor Omo. But we've cried. Crying. I was telling Joe, I saw him crying one day. I said, was sitting in front of me and he was tears. Ah, this is the great Joe, the general of general, weeping right in front of me like this. Lord, this is a great day. I was telling him yesterday, I couldn't believe that I could cry. But there's nothing, Jesus wept. So there's nothing manly about not crying. I cried over this church. I cry over people. I cry over people that God brought to Ray, and then some of them get lost. I cry. Say, my little children of whom I travail, in fact, the Christ is formed with you. I cry. There are seeds of tears. Today during the building project. No, we're doing this first building project because it's like 0.2. This is over. There's something bigger coming. We're doing that formal building project. And after we had worked all night, Sheyu was there and some other people, Yomi and all that, worked all night. There was trash. And I think there was going to be service the next day. And trash was in the place. And there's no place to put the trash. And it cost us about 400 or something to get dumpsters every time. So I told them, I said, pack it into my car. And that day as I was driving the car, and my car was full of trash. Joe was beside me, but he didn't know I was crying inside me. I was crying. And I said, God, I carried trash. Not once, but I said, I carried trash in this city. So there's going to come a time in this city. There's going to come a time in this city when the things that you will do as a result of this seed will cause mouths to open. In praise of you. It requires that. It requires it. Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. There were times when there was no contractors needed money and there was no money. I remember when we built this fence and the contractor was asking for his money, and there was no money. We need to pay him $2,000. My wife took the $2,000 from her retirement fund. Just build the fence. Many times like that. Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goes forth, and I'm rounding up, or she who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seeds for sowing, shall doubtless. I love doubtless stuff. Some of the doubtless means nothing can stop it. They will doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing their sheaves with them. In other words, there's a harvest that sacrifice releases. Jesus Christ showed up. He sacrificed himself on the cross, and now he has sons all over the world. Today, as we mark Easter, we're going to be making sacrifices towards his dream for this city through this church.
Thanks again for joining us. Remember James 1:22, which urges us to not only be hearers, but also doers of the word. This message and more can be found on the web at www.thecitylight.org.